Good morning, 1010 here on the Mighty 690. It's a Thursday, so that means we get to talk with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. So, going to the phone lines. Good morning, Becky. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. We're all struggling with the weather. I heard on the news that, you know, some of the movie nights have been changed because of the excessive heat. And, you know, maybe this is a good time to remind people about safety habits with our pets. We love to take them with us. I mean, you know, they love the car rides. We love to go. But this is just not the time of year to be taking your dog in the car. We had an incident this week. Apparently, there was a lady at Walmart that left her dog in the car, windows up. It was evening, but still too hot. And the police were called. And so we now have the dog at the shelter as a hold until she can appear in court, because apparently there is a fine attached because it's obviously cruelty to animals. So just a quick reminder to people that it doesn't hurt to leave them at home. And you had a cute saying, and I asked you about it, and I'm hoping you can remember it sometime this morning.
I remembered it. It's
leaving Rover at home.
70 and over, don't take Rover.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Okay, 70 and over, don't take Rover.
Yep.
Good advice. And I know this lady probably did not mean any harm whatsoever, but anyway, it's just kind of a reminder to people that other people are watching out in case we do something foolish and have a slip. So just keep Rover at home for a while, and fall will be here before we know it. We start walking them outside and taking them for car rides and all that good stuff, but pretty hot right now for all that nonsense. So anyway, there's my tip for the day.
All righty. Good stuff.
All right. I only have one adoption to talk about. It's kind of sad, but, you know, it's not uncommon for us to have a very quiet August. We're putting children in school, and that's an expense right there for families to get these children back into school. And some of the teachers going back to work and stuff, it's, you know, it's kind of a costly month for them. And we also had the fair and rodeo here, and people like to go out and partake in all that. Again, it's fun, but it's costly. So it's not uncommon for us to have a quiet August. But one of our little guys, little kittens, did get adopted, a little black kitten. Very, very cute. And, you know, last week I didn't even talk about the kittens and the cats, and I hope people will forgive me because they're just as important as our little dogs out there. I got off the phone from you and I went, oh my gosh, I forgot to talk about our great cats. So I'm starting with the cats today. We're gonna go with the kitty cats. We've got two adults that are beautiful. Aurora is a long-haired black. I don't know really what kind she is, but she is just gorgeous. Pretty good-sized cat. Long, beautiful black hair. She's ready to go home. And then we have Mittens, and Mittens also is a kind of a gray calico, full-grown, beautiful cat. Then we have lots of kittens. Like I just said, our little black kitten got adopted, but there's a beautiful, young tuxedo kitten that would be a black and white. She's as spunky as she can be. In fact, we named her Gagsby, I think, and one of the workers the other day said, I think we need to name her to Spunky. Because just the paw's always out trying to smack and try to get your attention. She talks. She's quite a talker. So if you're looking for a young kitten that's going to interact with you, she would be the perfect match. Then we've also got several calicos. And there's some, like I said, the gray calico. But we've also got the orange and black, beautifully marked. There's a really cute little just gray and white kitten. She's kind of petite, kind of quiet, very sweet little kitten. So go to our Facebook page. One of our volunteers the other day took a picture of everybody out there. So you can go to CFA and see our local residents that are there, from the dogs, the cats, the kittens, and the puppies. I got all the cats covered. Certainly didn't want to leave them out. So we're going to start talking about the great dogs and puppies. We've got lots of puppies, and they're sweet. They're really, really sweet puppies. We've got one set that came in. The gentleman that brought him in, he surrendered those two. He had an accidental litter, as does happen sometimes, and three of them were able to be adopted, and these two weren't. He's taken very good care of these puppies. These puppies are healthy, they're cute, they're well-behaved, so obviously a lot of socialization went on with them. One is kind of a black lab-looking, and then the other is tan. Good-looking little dogs, little puppies. They're about 4 months old, so still young enough that they're ready for lots of training. And on the other puppies that we have, the mama is Sadie, and Sadie's featured on our Facebook. She's only two, and she is the mama of the two little guys that came in, and they look like twins. They're tan and black in color, and I'm trying to find their names. I wrote it down, and I can't find them. Doesn't matter. If you want to rename them, you can't. But Sadie and her two puppies are really, really great dogs, and they're pretty new to the shelter. So, but the two pups, it's just hilarious. They're two little girls, and they've got to be identical twins. And then Daisy and Bailey, I just found their names. Those are the two little girls, and the mama is Sadie. And then we also have three other puppies that have been with us a little longer. There's Nico, Betsy, and Lester. And one of the litter mates was adopted. These three are still with us. They're probably maybe 5 months old at best, not any older than that. Again, good-looking dogs that kind of got a shepherd look to them. One is totally tan. Going to be probably a bigger dog, and I would say Daisy and Bailey also will probably be a more larger dog. So those are some of the great puppies we have. And then we've got some great long-term residents that we've had. If you go and you'll look and you'll see that we have Gretel. Gretel's been with us since April. April 26th or something like that is how long she's been with us. And yes, April 26th. She is a great little dog. She's tan in color. She's kind of a small frame, probably around 35 pounds. Don't see her getting any larger. But she's just a great medium-sized dog that just hasn't been selected. But we'd love to see Gretel, her litter mate. He was adopted, Hansel. He was adopted just not too long ago. So let's work on Gretel. Everybody go to Facebook and check her out and say, I think maybe this dog would be good for, pass the word around about Gretel. And then we've also got Coco that is a super, super great dog. They did a whole video on him, but he's so smart. He was abandoned, so he's kind of had a rough start, probably about a year old. He is absolutely fantastic with children. I told you the story last week about how the little boy came out and put his hand through the fence, and Coco walked up and set and then put his paw in the little boy's hand. It's beautiful. So he's great with kids. He keeps his kennel clean, and he can sit, and he can shake on command. We think he's an Australian Shepherd mix, but honestly, we don't know. He's just beautiful. He's got this deep red color, just really pretty, and he's got kind of the ears that perk up and then the hair that falls down. Good-looking dog. Look him up, everybody, because he's wonderful. Captain is another one that I think is also a very sweet dog. He might have some Basset in him. He's kind of long in his frame, but he's not very tall. He's full-grown. He has one leg that's just a tiny bit shorter. So every once in a while, you kind of see him do more of a limp, but he's perfectly fine, just one of those things. And then we also have three others. We have Buff and Rex, and they are pit bull mixes, very nice dogs, beautiful dogs, big, beautiful, strong dogs, but they're good dogs. And then we have Mason as our husky, and that's another one. That husky just talks and talks and talks, as they do. I mean, that's kind of their trait. So that's kind of the gang that we're going to talk about today, but honestly, if you go to Facebook, you'll see their pictures. You might catch even a video of them. Better yet, come out to the shelter and see what we have. We are there every day of the week, Monday through Friday. It's 1 to 3. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. And last weekend was so very hot, we kind of cut our hours because there was no reason for really anyone to be outside. But usually it is 1 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. And donations. We've had some wonderful donations come in this last week. You know, they did the dog swim, and I guess that was a big success. And City Rec put their pictures on, and you got to see videos of people interacting with their dogs. So we had a nice little money donation that came in from that. And then Coffeeville Leadership 23 came in this week with donations of dog food and cat food. So had some really nice, some nice donations this week. If anyone's wondering, what we do to help, I'm still talking about blankets and towels, the little washcloths. We use those to wash, and they get pretty nasty, so, out the door they go. But we go through a lot of small towels, and we use the bigger towels, of course, when we bathe them. But towels, they can be used. They don't have to be brand new. Blankets, same thing. We're kind of short on blankets. So those have helped us out a great deal. And let's see, where are we located? We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant and it's County Road 1400. It's paved with a little white building on the north side. And come out and see us. We've got some new volunteers that have come out and seem to really be enjoying themselves. So if you're wanting to volunteer, we're always happy to have new volunteers, like everyone needing the volunteers. So telephone number. Phones are still working. We think we got the problem solved. So the number is 620-252-6060.
All righty.
I don't think I left anything out.
Hey, that was pretty comprehensive there, Becky. And I'm glad to hear, you know, that the dog swim went well, because that was always a fun, you know, kind of thing to take care of the kind of end of the summer pool season. So I know my dog would be out. He does not like swimming at all. But I'm glad that a lot of other dogs got to take part in that who do.
It looked like there was a pretty good crowd. I wasn't able to attend. One of our other board members was there to represent our group and stuff, and she said, you know, it was a great evening, and there were lots of people that came out with their dogs. So I think it's gotten a little bit bigger each year that they've done this, because this is kind of new, maybe third year possibly they've done it. It's not been something that's gone on for a long time. So it's good to see these things continue to happen to us, and we use them and we build on them. So it was great.
Well, that is great, Becky. So I do appreciate you coming on, sharing those updates, and I hope people can stop on by. And especially now that, you know, we have the CCC students back in town, maybe some of them might be looking to get involved. Maybe they can't have a pet, you know, they had to leave behind, and so they're looking for that little fur baby to play with.
And we do. We have a lot of the college kids that come out, and we do the work study program with the college also. So sometimes they're even coming out there to work and earn money to go to college, and they turn out to be just some of the best workers we have, because it's just what you said. They've had to go and leave their pet at home, and they miss their pet, and it's stressful. They're in a new environment, dorm life, college life, it's all new, and those animals can really be a nice stress releaser for those college students. So we take advantage of them, and they take advantage of us. Only thing is, we've promised President Thornburg we will not allow them to adopt. No pets in the dorm, so we have to kind of watch that one.
But. Trying to sneak them in. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Becky, I do appreciate you coming on by, and look forward to chatting again here next week.
All right. And remember, you're going to leave Rover at home.
That's right. 70 and over. Don't take Rover.
Don't take Rover. All right. Good talking.
Okay.
To you.
Thank you so much, Becky. That's Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. We talk to her each and every Thursday at 10:10. We have coming up lots to get to on the program, including more of your calls and our dining guide. That's up next here on KGGF.